Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Hello again, everybody. In just a minute, we'll dive into that eye-popping new study suggesting that the Mediterranean diet prevents heart attacks and strokes much better than low-fat diets. This is a big study with surprisingly large differences in the outcomes. Everybody seems to be talking about it. Social media is going crazy over it, and we will discuss it in just a minute with a New York Times science writer. But we'll get that going after I kick off the final Brian Lehrer Show hour of our WNYC membership drive. I want to thank everybody who has contributed all week long, and if you haven't done so yet, please do take a minute as you listen right now to become a member for 2013 for the first time, or renew your membership in WNYC for 2013. We still do have this final matching period in effect, and that is a 50% match from a group of members, listeners like you, who've pulled together some money above and beyond their memberships, and they will give us $1 for every $2 that you pledge right now, or a 50% bump on your pledge. If you pledge $100, we'll get $150, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So please help us take advantage of those members' extra generosity, and please show us some of yours, and just show us some of your commitment to what you get here, to what the community gets from having this kind of independent not-for-profit station available in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area. 1-888-376-WNYC. Last hour of the drive on the Brian Lehrer Show. Get it in now before it ends. 1-888-376-9692 or pledge online at WNYC.org. All your pledges will be matched with another 50% if you do it right now. Thank you all so very much. Well, Berlusconi election chaos in Italy, Greece going broke. But at least they're on the Mediterranean diet. Joining me now is Gina Colata, who has been working on a package of coverage of the Mediterranean diet study for the New York Times. Hi, Gina. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you. It's great to talk to you again.
And what kind of Mediterranean diet are we talking about exactly? First of all, this is pretty detailed, and it goes way beyond eat more olives, obviously. So what did the study ask participants to do?
It was actually quite a surprise to me what a Mediterranean diet was. They had unlimited nuts, unlimited olive oil, but they had at least 4 tablespoons of olive oil a day, and at least, I think they had, it was like a handful or so of nuts a day, but it was like pretty much, and they had unlimited, what they call black chocolate, which is supposed to be 50% or more cocoa, mm-hmm. unlimited. Yeah. Also, 7 or more glasses of wine a week if you're comfortable drinking wine, 3 servings of legumes or more a week, 3 servings or more of fish a week, and one of them at least has to be a fatty fish like salmon or mackerel or something. You weren't supposed to eat much butter. You were supposed to limit your consumption of red meat pretty significantly. You're supposed to eat the usual fruits and vegetables and things. But I think the biggest surprise is, like, you know, there are all these details in this study. We have it in a box or sidebar on our website at the Times. And they also have a little checklist to see how closely are you following this diet, which is what they thought the people used to eat but don't eat anymore in Spain and other Mediterranean countries.
And listeners, if you want to see that box from the study, we've also put it on our page. So if you want to see the specific guidelines for the study group in the Mediterranean diet that was supposed to be on the Mediterranean diet, go check it out. It's pretty much what Gina was just describing. And I'm going to get into in a minute what was not on that list that surprised me. But go check it out if you want. You can read it for yourself at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.
Do you also have the checklist thing we have? Because uh-huh. that'll give you your score on your uh-huh. website. We have it on our website at the Times, because that was amazing. It turns out that most people say, oh, I eat like that. I thought I ate like that. I did my score and I wasn't 14, which is the top score. And even the people in Spain who signed up for this study, mm-hmm. they all said, oh, yeah, I eat that way. They weren't there. It's actually hard to get there. There's a lot of stuff in that diet that you don't expect.
And the reason this is making such news is the group that was on this diet had, what, 30% fewer heart attacks and strokes than people who were on the what we generally call a low-fat diet?
That's right. That's right. It was amazing. These are people who were at high risk of a heart attack or stroke. They were all taking things like statins and blood pressure drugs. They're doing everything every medication a doctor would give you. A lot of them had diabetes. On top of doing all that, this diet has big an effect as taking a statin if your cholesterol was high. 30% reduction in things people care about: heart attacks, strokes, and deaths from heart disease. It was really astonishing because most people didn't think that a diet on top of the kinds of drugs people already take was going to make that much difference, and it really did.
And how big a difference was there from the control group, which was, I guess, people basically eating your standard Western diet with all the junk?
Well, the control group was people who were asked to go on a low-fat diet.
Oh, it was. I see.
Yeah.
It was just those two.
They had a lot of trouble following it. People on the Mediterranean diet did not have a lot of trouble following it. They were assessing everybody periodically, uh-huh. And with the Mediterranean diet people, they gave them nuts and olive oil and said, you've got to eat this. And they, one reason that they wanted to do some of this was they could look at these biomarkers, chemicals in the blood for nuts and urine for olive oil, and see how much they were actually eating. And when people weren't eating enough, and sometimes people would come in, they say, oh yeah, I'm eating my olive oil, and they say, well, look at your urine samples, you're not eating enough. So they could sort of, you know, use that mm-hmm. as like a little prod to make sure people stayed on the diet. With the low fat, they didn't have that, but they did have the dietary assessments when people came in, and people just had as most people do when people try to study low fat diets. People were enthusiastic but couldn't stay with that kind of a diet. It's very restrictive.
Now, as I look at the chart of what you're supposed to eat and what you're supposed to avoid on the Mediterranean diet, eat all the things you were just describing. Discouraged are commercial bakery goods and sweets and pastries, soda, spread fats, as they call it, and red meats, all the things you would think would be discouraged on any healthy diet. So in that encouraged list and on that discouraged list, I don't see either bread or pasta on either one. And if we're talking Mediterranean diet a la Italy, we're definitely talking a lot of bread and pasta that a lot of folks eat. So how much carb loading was there in this diet group, or carb avoiding?
It didn't sound like they actually had anything on that, because they ask you to make a sauce that you're supposed to make it yourself. Simmer tomatoes with lots of olive oil and onions and garlic, and they say to use it at least twice a week on rice, pasta, or vegetables. So it didn't sound like they were telling you not to eat pasta.
And this is the sauce known as sofrito.
Right.
So one thing that struck me is another thing that struck me is that people did not lose weight on this Mediterranean diet. So this was not a weight loss diet, and yet it seemed to be effective in preventing heart attacks and strokes.
It wasn't, but you know what's interesting to me was telling them, eat all the nuts you want, eat all the olive oil you want, and here's a minimum amount. They didn't gain weight. That was a surprise, too.
So does this study...
I think you would gain weight.
Yeah. So does this study call into question both what puts weight on you and call into question weight as a marker of heart health?
It doesn't really tell you whether if they had lost weight, they might not have done better. Maybe they would have. It's hard to say from what they had there. But they say in their protocol, they say, we told people they could eat all they wanted of these two foods because we looked at the literature on eating these foods. And it seems that people who eat a lot of nuts, it fills them up. So they don't really feel like they have to have other. They eat less at other times. And in fact, the only time that they told you not to eat a lot of nuts was at meals, because they were afraid that people were going to get too full to eat the food that they're supposed to eat.
That they're supposed to eat. And that goes to another thing that struck me about the reporting on this. It seems to emphasize the things that people should eat to stay on the diet, all the things you've been listing, rather than what I think we usually hear with diets, which is what people should avoid, like the low-fat diet or the low low-carb diet. Do you think the study raises that question in a different way?
Well, they did tell people to avoid things like commercial bakery baked goods, mm-hmm. things in the bakery and stuff. They did tell people a lot of things to avoid, but what they said they were hoping to do was to give people enough freedom to sort of have a diet that incorporated the things that their ancestors ate without telling them exactly this, and this. And it may be that people do better if they're allowed to adapt the diet to what they particularly like eating rather than what someone tells them to eat.
There is some pushback against this study questioning how big a deal it is or how new it is, because we've long heard about the benefits of a Mediterranean diet. And so in a blog post yesterday, David Katz, who's director of the Yale Prevention Research Center, said the study simply validates the benefits of the Mediterranean diet over a typical Western one, hardly groundbreaking news, he says, and that this is not demonstrative of the Mediterranean diet being significantly better than other diets. Do you agree with that?
Well, I'm a reporter and I don't have opinions, but I can tell you that that is a minority view from what I've heard from everybody that I've been hearing from a lot of people, as you can imagine, also the researchers in the field, because people had assumed the Mediterranean diet was good, but nobody has done a study to tell you that, and people assume a lot of things are good, and it turns out not to be true. Most of the evidence on Mediterranean diet came from studies that said, oh yeah, people who live in the Mediterranean have less heart disease, but people who live in the Mediterranean have a lot of other differences. There's a lot of things that are
different lifestyles.
Yeah, and not only that, people in the Mediterranean, as the author said, aren't really eating a Mediterranean diet, and they think they are, but they're really not.
So
people can say, "Oh, we already knew that." Well, that's fine. People think they already know a lot of things, but the power of a study like this is to do it and to find out in a rigorous way, does it work? They had to end the study prematurely because the results were so strong that they felt it was unethical to continue telling people to follow the low-fat diet.
Last thing, a caller who we're not going to have time to put on the air asks, not all olive oils are created equal. Extra virgin is the key. Did they test that?
They only gave them extra virgin. So I don't know. That's not been tested. These people were having extra virgin. So I guess if you wanted to make, it's a commitment to go on. People should realize when they see what's in this diet, it's a commitment to decide to do it. I guess if I were committing to do it, I would commit to extra virgin while I'm at it. Why fool around?
Gina Colletta, writing up the eye-popping new study suggesting the Mediterranean diet prevents heart attacks and strokes much better than low-fat diets, writing it up for the New York Times. And again, listeners, we have that chart on our page showing what the Mediterranean diet suggests you do eat and don't eat, and we'll link to the Times where they have that checklist for your score and things like that. Gina, thanks a lot. Very clear. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Great talking to you. Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. More to come.